At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, you say prospect forever, but how do you handle constant growth of adding more and more prospects constantly? I think that's if you're under the impression that there's a few things. Let's rewind a little bit. Number one, nobody on here, maybe Sean Murphy, but nobody on here has actually prospected every contact they have. Nobody has. Here's how I know. You know how I know? Pull up your phone, right? Whether it's a jitterbug, iPhone, Android, whatever. Anyone got a jitterbug? Oh man, I want to see one of those. But so if I pull up my phone and I click the little contacts and I just, you know, make it rain here. Oh no, now it's clicking things. It's probably going to call people. But if I make it rain and I scroll all the way to the bottom, I have 6,812 contacts. Now that may be more than you have, admitted, that may be more than you have, but I'm willing to bet that if you scroll down to the bottom of your contacts, you got 500, you got 1,200, you got 2,000. How many you got? Drop us a number. Let's see. Let's see some numbers here. I want to see. But regardless of the number, I'm willing to bet you haven't reached out to even half of those. And so I'll tell you a quick story. So when Jess and I got married, which we just celebrated our 7-year anniversary, yay, which was November 5th, so almost a week and a half ago, whatever. And so when we got married, we were the number one income earners of our network marketing company. And okay, I'm seeing some numbers, 3,100, 600, okay, 1,200. Just ask yourself, be honest, have you reached out to half of them? And some of you would say things like, well, one of them's my dry cleaner. I prospected my dry cleaner. One of you would say, well, that's my buddy, the restaurant owner. I recruited my buddies, the restaurant owners. So just ask yourself, have you prospected half of them? And I'm willing to bet most of you have not. Let's be honest. So 7 years ago, got married. And at the time, we were the number one income earners of that network marketing company. And we invited the owners of the company there. So my buddies, Chris, Jake, Ian, they were there. And Chris came up to me. He goes, you know, it's really funny, dude. I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, the week before, now this is an owner of the company. And Chris had, I believe his brother, right? I believe his brother. And so his wedding was like the week before. And so the brother of the owner, who also had a position in that network marketing company, he went to his wedding. He couldn't find anyone at the wedding that knew he was a member of that company. Couldn't find anyone. He'd say, yeah, you know, they'd be like, oh, you're the brother. Yeah, brother, you know, we work together. Oh, you work together? Like in what? Oh, you know, we're in this company called blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, oh, that's cool. What do you guys do? Not one person at that wedding told the brother of the groom, oh, yeah, he's talked to me about that. He came to our wedding. There was no one that didn't know. He couldn't find anybody that didn't know. Now, I was just talking about your phone, right? Phone. Okay. Let's talk about some more. What about your email? Okay. So go to your, you know, Gmail, your Yahoo, your AOL, your, you know, whatever, what else is out there? I don't know, MSN, I guess, Hotmail. Go to those, sort by contacts, sort by from, and just take a gander. How many is that? Now, you may not be able to find a number there, but I want you to ask yourself, have I done this? Have I sorted my email by who it's from and actually reached out to these people? I did. I'm telling you, I went to my Gmail, I hit from, sorted it. So I got, you know, Abe Lincoln, I got Bobby Brown, I got, you know, Cassius Clay, right? ABC, right? Sorted it by who it's from, sent him a little email. Hey man, how you been? Long time no talk. I'm doing something new. You open and taking a look at it. How many of those people have you reached out to? Okay. Have you done half? I mean, I'm willing to put some money you haven't done half. I'm willing to drop some money on that one. Some of y'all with tiny itty bitty phones, right? Your phone's like this big, you're like, eh, right? You got 22 contacts in there. Maybe you've prospected half. Maybe you've sent out 11 messages. Maybe. Okay. None of y'all. None. Come at me, bro. Come at me. None of you have gone through half of your froms in your email. Not half, not none of you. Zero. Come at me. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. All right. So the Facebooks. How many of y'all have clicked the friends thing and just gone down the row? How many of y'all? If any of you on anyone on here, now maybe John P, where's Pennington, right? Pennington, psycho prospector, right? I looked outside one day, he was prospecting my mailbox. I'm like, John, bro, my mailbox, it doesn't have a credit card. He's like, hey, would you be at all open? And I'm like, bro, they don't have a credit card, man. You can't, no social. You can't recruit my mailbox, bro. That's John P, man. He goes nuts. He goes hard in the paint, right? So have you prospected half of your Facebook? I'm just talking existing here. I'm just talking existing world, okay? How many? None, zero, zilch. None of you, come at me. John P, maybe. Maybe John P has done half his Facebook, right? He scares me. He's a little intimidating right there. He gets intense, right? So six-pack abs goes all day. Email, none of you have done half. Facebook, one of you have. John P, that's it. It's the only person on here, okay? None of you have sorted by friends because you've just been staring out the window saying, I sure wish someone would pull up in my drive-thru, in my driveway with a credit card and buy my stuff. None of you have done that. You're like, how do I find new people? Well, how do you talk to your existing people? Come on. Patrick, you have? How many friends you got? 44, 33, how many you got? All right. So I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out there. And hey, am I being a little dramatic here? Some of you, maybe you have. Maybe you have gone through half of your Facebook. Most have not. Most of the people looking for leads, they're just out there. They're out front their door just looking for leads. They're opening up the window. They're refreshing their screen to see if anyone reached out to them. Most of them have not done any of this. So why do you even need to find leads? Why do you even need more? Just throwing it out there, right? How many have done this? Very, very, very few. Very few. There may be three on here. John P., maybe Michelle Eldridge, maybe one other, maybe. And so this is step one. Your existing contacts, that is very possible that for the rest of your life you never run out of. Just your existing people. How long have you been on this planet and been attached to anything electronic or phone? How long have you had your cell phone? How long have you had an email address? How long have you been on Facebook? This may be your next, you know, 5 to 67 years, right? If we just stop there. If we just say existing. Now, some of you went through so let's talk about new contacts. New contacts. So there's two ways of building your business, marketing and prospecting. Marketing, you're doing something you hope an unnamed individual reacts or responds to. Prospecting, you're reaching out to an individual, whether it's online, offline, cold market, warm market. Okay, so new contacts. So what are you doing for marketing on a consistent basis? Do you know how to do transitions? Do you know how to do call to actions? Do you know how to raise curiosity? Do you know how to go from one thing to a totally different thing? Have a CTA delay, have a conversation, get them interested in your product, service, or opportunity. Well, work on that. Work on that. What are you doing for marketing to attract people to you? Because some people think, man, my people just sitting on their lawn chairs, they're sipping lemonade, watching me do Facebook Lives, they never comment, they never reach out, they never tell me anything. They're just haters. When you do marketing right, you'll have some of these people actually reach out to you. But guess what? You'll get new contacts too. You'll get new contacts if you're doing marketing the correct way. When you're educational, when you're a problem solver, when you're a value provider. So y'all, you know, you guys that missed the 14-day challenge, you may want to sit at the feet and be a Padawan to the Jedi 14-day challengers. They're Jedis, man. I'm telling you, y'all came with a butter knife. They got a lightsaber. They're going to saw you to pieces. You have no shot at even competing with them because they are now marketing gangsters. They know stuff you don't know. So you may want to sit at the feet and just, you know, like in Planet of the Apes or whatever, where you just kind of ask for permission to learn from them. You may want to grab their notes. Because I'm telling you, they're going to saw you in half. They're going to get all your existing people to follow them. So there's marketing. Then there's prospecting. Okay. So when you have great service at a restaurant, are you asking the waiter or waitress? Not the only way. I'm not saying it has to be offline. That is an option. Are you asking the waiter or waitress? Are you going to any networking events, grabbing business cards, following up with the next day? Are you doing any of that, right? Are you connecting with new people on Facebook on a consistent basis? Are you doing that? And if you understand part of all of this has to do with follow-up, some of you are saying, well, how do you track these peeps? And I'm gonna hit you hard on this. I've done this before, but I think it needs to be said again. So follow-up, do you realize that if you do proper follow-up, two new contacts a day will keep you busy as hell in like 6 months? I'm gonna say that again. If you do proper follow-up, two new contacts a day, at the end of 6 months, you will be busy as hell. You will be so damn busy if you do proper follow-up. But see, most people, they think, oh, I get 20 new ones a day. I gotta get 50 new ones a day. If only I do that, because they suck at follow-up. Here's why people suck at follow-up: because they don't draw any importance to it. They don't draw any importance. So I'm going to give you why, and I've shared this before, I'm going to give you why follow-up is so important. And it's not just, you know, all of you have had fortunes on the follow-up, right? So anything that you're immune to that phrase. So it shouldn't be said anymore. We just need to eradicate it, because you're immune to it. It no longer has meaning. So when you hear fortune and follow-up, it's a meaningless phrase now. It just doesn't matter, right? And so you have to find the immunity phrases that people have heard so much. Everyone's heard it, fortune the follow-up. Well, why don't they follow up? Because they're not attaching meaning to it. So I attach meaning to my follow-up. I had the follow-up until you pass away plan. That's how I roll. And when I was at, we did an event here locally back in last December, and I taught follow-up, and one of my buddies that I've known for years, he raised his hand. He goes, hey, can I share something? And I'm like, sure. He brings his phone up. He brings his phone up and says, hey guys, these are the texts that I received from Ray from 2009 to 2016. He never joined me. I hit him. Hey, bro, I know it's not a fit for you. You know anyone who wants to make some extra money? Hey, man, I'm having a get-together at my house. You want to swing by, bro? I got some people you might want to meet. Hey, man, we're getting together at the pub over here. Would love to see you. I got some cool people you should meet. 7 years. I never stopped. Do you know why I stopped in 2016? It's when we retired from actively building. No reason for me to follow up again. Isn't that funny? How many of y'all follow up for 7 years? Any of you? Anybody? Anyone there? I don't think so. But I attach meaning to this. I attach two things, impact and income. Follow-up equals impact, if I can spell, and income. So you're not associating one of these, or maybe both. So if you're like, ah, bro, I'm just not good at follow-up, man. I don't know. I write stuff down, and like the window opens, and it just flutters out. I left a fan on one time, like in Sing, right? Or Mr. Moon, he left the flyers out, right? Y'all with kids will get it. But man, I'm just not good at follow-up, bro. I mean, how does one even track these? How does one even track them? So hard to track these, okay? The reason it's hard for you to track is because you don't attach importance to it. It's no importance. For me, my follow-up was gonna change that family, was gonna impact that single mom, that disabled veteran, that person that's down on their luck, that person that was a misfit, that person that was the last picked in line, that person that is, you know, looked over, that person that was, people called an underachiever. My follow-up wasn't out of greed, it was out of impact. I knew that if only I could keep following up until they saw the light, then I could help that person out. I could help them change their life. They could afford better schooling and better books for their kids. See, I associated it with meaning. So let me tell you exactly why this is exactly your problem. Ready for this? So let's say in your neighborhood, and Rentmakers, you're familiar with this example, I've shared it with you, but let's say in your neighborhood, there's a family that you really like, nice family, and unfortunately, husband passes away. The wife is laid off, 4 kids to feed. And you say, you know what? Man, we gotta do something about this, man. I mean, this is terrible. It's terrible what's happened in that family. She got laid off, he just passed away, got 4 kids to feed. Man, this is tough. And so let's just say that you call around your neighbors and you say, hey man, you heard about the Andersons. Let's do something about it, man. Is there any way you could, give a little bit of money or food or something like that? Let's help these guys out. And let's say you call your neighbors and you get 25 of those neighbors to say, yeah, I can give something, man. Just swing on by. I can help you out. Yeah, for sure, man. How many of them will you forget to follow up with? Will you follow up with half? Well, 25 told me they would give some money for the Anderson family. You know what? I'm just going to swing by 12 of them. I'm just going to follow up with that 10 of them. Hey, just 10 of them. The other 15, they can just keep their money. You would become amazing at follow-up. Wow, I can't see you real good. Who is that? Is that Mr. or Mrs. Follow-up? How amazing they are. God, have you seen their follow-up skills? It's incredible. It's amazing. Why? Because you associated meaning to it. You associated meaning. I associate meaning to follow-up. I'm not bugging, chasing, begging, pretty pleasing. Cherry on top, pretty please, can I follow up? No, I'm following up with them because of impact and income. Some of you you're dying for money, man. You're like, man, I need money, man. But you're not following up. So I'm confused. Some of you want to make a difference in the world, but you don't follow up. That doesn't compute. That makes no damn sense. Man, I really want to make an impact, but I just hate starving kids. That doesn't make sense. So if you suck at follow-up, it's not the system. It's not that you just need an amazing journal. Associate some damn importance to it. There's no system. There's no software. What kind of software? Let's ask the right question. What kind of software will hit me upside the head and let me associate actual meaning to follow up? None of them. There's no software that's gonna say, yeah, now you get to impact a family. You have to do that. And if you use, like, hey, I use my iPhone calendar. Now, I'll be honest. If I had this, if I had a journal that I could go back and refer to, I could go back, oh, man, you know, last May I followed up this way. I got to follow up with them. If I had this, I would have used it. I wasn't, didn't exist. We created this, right? And so, but I use my iPhone calendar. I just plugged in, call back Susie. My wife used a pad of paper. If it's important to you, you'll find a way. Just like the worst follow-up on here, if you were raising money for your neighbor that you actually cared about, you get 100%. You're like, oh my God, I'm 100% follow-up. I'm amazing. It's not that you're amazing. It's that you associated meaning to it. So associate meaning to your follow-up. So the, you know, 0.0001% of you that say, yeah, Ray, bro, I hit all my phone, I hit all my email, I hit all my Facebook, right? The 101111% of you that said that, well, did you follow up with them or just hit them one time? Was it a drive-by? Hey, open up my bed. Was it a drive-by? Just a drive-by? Hey, open up my bed. No, they said no, I think. I'm pretty sure they said no. And you look in the rear view. Yeah, they're shaking their head no. And you just never followed up? Because you didn't care. You didn't care about possibly impacting them. You cared about your self-image. You cared about looking bad. You cared about looking bad. That's what happened. So those of you not following up, two things. One, do you care more about your self-image? Or do you care more about possibly making an impact? Number two, change your meaning. Following up is not begging, chasing, bugging. And I'll tell you, there are multiple people. I can think of three people right off the top of my head that I had to follow up with at least five times before they joined. All three went on to become six-figure year earners. I could have been Baby Bear. I could have said, they said no. No, they told me no. I just look stupid following up at this point. But no, I didn't care about my self-image. I didn't care how I looked to them. And I wasn't annoying about it. I just said, hey, I know it's not a fit for you, but do you know anyone that might want to make some extra money? Hey, I know it's not fit for you, but do you know anyone that wants to save some money on travel? Hey, I know it's not a fit for you. Do you know anyone that might want to lose some weight? Hey, I know it's not a fit for you. Do you know anyone that wants creamier skin, glittery hair, right? More fancy schmancy eyelashes, whatever. So you got to start drawing new meaning to follow up. Then you'll do it. It's not the system you're looking for. Ray, what kind of system will help me attach meaning to things? I don't know. I'm not sure. I wish that was a microchip I could send you. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I could be impacting families. I probably should follow up. Wouldn't that be neat if we just had a download, right? You just plug it into your neck. Wow, I'm fired up. I got vision. I got meaning. I got fulfillment. This is amazing. That'd be awesome. Imagine the money that would just roll in if we could just, right? Or like a matrix in the back. Right? Teach you kung fu, teach you meaning, give you a vision. It'd be awesome. It'd be so cool. So how do you handle the constant growth? You attach meaning to it. You do shit where you get more contacts, which is reaching out to human beings and doing marketing to attract them to you. That's a, you know, attractive, educational, maybe entertaining for some of you. Okay. And you actually utilize your existing contacts, which less than 1% of you are doing. Helpful? Hope so.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.